Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, rugby fans. Welcome to episode 199 of the NVR Rugby Podcast. My name is Colton Strickler. I'm your host. Good show for everybody today. I had a good conversation with Mosey Team Mateo coming up a little bit later. We'll go ahead and start the show the same way we do every week. That's by jumping into the breakdown. Breakdown is brought to you by the Colorado School of Healing Arts. CHSA has delivered over 35 years of comprehensive massage therapy education. Their mission is offered superior education, create the opportunity for students to experience their full potential and to develop the skills necessary to becoming a successful massage therapist. Financial aid is available to those who qualify. There are interest-free monthly payment options available as well, and classes are offered year-round, so you can find something that works for you. If you're interested in pursuing a career in massage therapy, visit csha.net today. Raptors currently find themselves in the middle of a two-match losing streak at the moment. They got another tough task at hand this weekend when they take on Pampas here at Infinity Park. Since picking up their second straight win against Yacaré in round six, Raptors dropped back-to-back matches to Selknam and Dagos, which has dropped them back one place in the table. And there's no shame in losing to Dagos. It's the best team in the competition. Head coach Mosey Team Mateo said so himself on the broadcast after last week's match. But man, that Selknam loss is a tough one. Not because they lost, but because of how they lost. Just sloppy all around. Started with a Javon Camp-Villalobos red card. Shouldn't have been a red card, but Raptors played a man down for 72 minutes after that. And just the game was never really under control after that point either. I think the Raptors got four more yellow cards following that red card. Brought them up to five on the day. Just didn't play well enough to win what was a very winnable match, even with playing a man down for as long as they had to. And then when you follow that up with back-to-back matches against the two best teams at the top of the table, you turn what could have been a three-match winning streak at the time that would have put you in the fourth and final playoff spot into a two-match losing streak up to this point that has you on the outside looking in of the playoff picture. So it's a tough one. That one's going to sting. But you really don't have time to dwell on it and look back. You got to turn your attention forward to the task at hand, which is going to be another tough match this weekend. Pampas comes in to the week in second place, and they have the same amount of table points as top-seeded Dagos with 30. Raptors find themselves in sixth place now, but are only 2 points out of the fourth and final playoff spot, so things are definitely still in reach. And it just highlights the importance of not leaving this weekend empty-handed. You got to come away with something. You might not get the win, but you need to snag a bonus point. If you can get two, that'd be the best case scenario. And obviously the absolute best case scenario would be bonus point victory. So, Mosey Team Mateo talks about that in the conversation we have coming up here in a little bit. Just, you can't leave with nothing. You got to grab what's on the table for you, and keep collecting points so that, when you put yourself in a position to be in the mix, later on in the season, because you can't make the playoffs in round nine, but you can lose your shot at the playoffs in round nine, certainly. So that's kind of what to look for this weekend. You gotta come away with something. And that seems to be the mindset of the team, which is encouraging, and we'll see, how it goes. We'll see where the chips fall come Sunday evening. I'm excited to watch it. Let's go and jump to all the rugby you can watch this weekend. Super Rugby Americas Round 9, Yacaré at Selknam on Saturday. Raptors host Pampas on Sunday here at Infinity Park at 3 p.m. And then Cobras taking on Dagos on Sunday evening. Catch all the matches on ESPN+. Major League Rugby, we've got the Seattle Seawolves at New England Free Jacks on Saturday at noon. Miami Sharks at NOLA Gold Saturday at 2 p.m. Mountain Time. Houston Sabercats at Old Glory DC on Saturday at 3. RFC Los Angeles Chicago Hounds on Sunday at 2 p.m. and then Utah Warriors at San Diego Legion rounds out the weekend on Sunday at 4 p.m. All those matches are either available on the Rugby Network or Fox Sports 2. If you go to the MLR's website, you can figure all that out. And then lots more rugby to watch, Super Rugby, Premiership Rugby, URC, plenty of rugby to watch this weekend. If you're bored, that's your fault. You can find something to watch for sure. Let's go and jump in the interview portion of the show. This interview with American Raptors head coach Moussa Timoteo is presented by First Bank. First Bank is the official banking partner of Infinity Park. They believe in banking for good, doing their best to do right by their customers, communities, and employees. Banking for good, member FDIC. Really awesome conversation with Moussa about, you know, his last month. Wanted to get into his process of taking over as the head coach of this team. Three matches into the season, rattling off two straight wins. How do you take the first step? You know, what do you do first? I was interested in that, and it's cool to get a peek behind the curtain as to what he's thinking when he's studying the game, when he's breaking down film, because, like I said, he said himself that Doggo's best team in the competition, and the match they played against the Raptors last week was the best that they've played ever. Their head coach said that as well. So I just wanted to figure out what it is that they do that makes them so tough to beat. Why are they so good? And I think Moussa did a good job of explaining that to me, and just kind of getting the mindset of the team as they get it ready for their second battle with the Pampas this year. So, yeah, really good conversation. I hope everybody enjoys this conversation with American Raptors head coach Moussa Timoteo. All right, pleased to be joined by American Raptors head coach Moussa Timoteo. Moussa, how's it going?
Good. Glad to be here.
Yeah. I'm happy to get you on. Want to say congrats, first of all. It's great having you, you know, back around the program. You weren't gone that long, but we miss you, Moussa. So how's it feel to, you know, take over the reins as head coach of this team that you've been involved with for so long?
It feels like a dream. It's like a dream that I still haven't woken up from and stuff. It was a quick turnaround, but yeah, it's been good. So, you know, excited about this opportunity, and then I'll just take it and make the best out of it. You know,
yeah. That's all you can do. Yeah. That's good. So, kind of jump straight into it, Moussa. So you come in with three matches. Team's already played three matches before you take over. What is like the process that you have to take as a head coach from that point of just like, where do you start? Like having to analyze, you know, personnel, the players that you have, the staff, you identify areas of improvement. Like, could you just kind of take us through your process when you got started and kind of like where you took your first bite?
You know, the first thing is you have to start from talking to leaders, right? Mm-hmm. Talk to your captain, and then talk to the SNC and talk to some of the staff and see where the some of the areas that we can improve, and where's the challenges that we have that I can step in and see what we can do to, you know, to make sure those challenges are met. And you know, my thing is coming in after three games, I want to make sure that we take what we are good at and then like fix the stuff that we need to fix, and really just like, you know, whatever that was installed by the previous coach and stuff, and continue on doing those, and then I can just implement some of my stuff and then get those things better and still, you know, have them work the you know, like different coaches, different mindset, different approach to the game, and they have a different vision, right? So I make sure that they continue that vision, because they, you know, they install stuff that from the previous coach, but then me coming in after the three games kind of like help out and see that vision and then add a little bit of my vision as well. So yeah
that makes sense.
You know, don't want to come in and try to change everything and right. Stuff so see what's working and then see what we can fix.
Yeah. Definitely. So then to go through the timeline a little bit, so you come in on the bye week, so you have a little extra time. That's gotta be nice. Rattle off two straight wins after you take over, but now you find yourself in the middle of a two-game skid. So what in your mind most has been the biggest difference between what you guys have done in the two wins and then in the two losses?
It wasn't a lot of difference. I think, you know, we really work on our discipline from the first two games. When I, you know, I told this story to a lot of people when I first came in, when the team came back from South America, they had a quick bye week because they had a bye weekend and then into Cobra. So that bye week was like, you know, kind of like, I saw what I needed to do because when I came in that Monday, the off week came in that Monday thinking that the players were on their break, but they weren't. They weren't on the field. They were running sprints.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and I was like, you know, so there's fire there. And then it gave me the idea, like, how can I continue building from this fire that I see? Because if it was on another team, you know, like they would have, after the three loss they came back, they would have been like taking their day off,
right?
Take it and, you know, just nothing. But not these guys came back on that Sunday, and then Monday they were out there doing sprints. So I really built off of that, a good week of rest. We they did those days that they were off, they did some other fitness conditioning and stuff, and then use that week, build into the week of Cobra, the first game and the first win, and keep that mentality, keep the energy, and then bring it to the Cobra's game, and then continue on throughout till right now. Unfortunately, you know, we got the win against Cobra, we got the win against Yakari, but, you know, unfortunately our discipline got us in the third game. You know, the game got away from us, and you know, playing with 74 minutes with 14 players and 30 minutes with 13, it's not going to help us win games, right? So, you know, kind of focus on our discipline there and stuff. I know we're playing some good rugby. It's just that how can we stay consistent and then just keep these little things that are going to cost us the games? And then this last game against Dogos, I knew Dogos was a different beast.
Yeah.
They're a very good side, and to talk to their coach after, and he's like this is the best performance from the Dogos from the whole year.
They were firing on all cylinders.
They didn't miss a beat. They were two step ahead, we were behind and stuff. So you know, credits to them, but doesn't take away the effort that the boys did, and the fight till the end and stuff. We got a couple of tries, but we missed on a couple of them. We could have gotten some bonus point off of that, but but the boys keep fighting till the end and stuff. So really proud of that. But there's a lot of learnings from this game that we're going to take on and then prepare ourselves for a Bumpus. Yeah.
Yeah. I had this question mostly a little bit later in my list, but since you brought it up, I wanted to ask you is, I heard your post-game interview on ESPN Plus. You know, there's no shame in losing to a team like Dogos, right? Like you said to yourself, they're the best team in the competition. And Pampas is not far behind. They come in the same amount of table points. They've only lost one match. What is it that they do that makes them so good? Can you kind of describe it? Like when you watch their tape and like when you rewatch the game, what do those teams do that just, you know, separates them from the rest of the pack a little bit?
I think this is the style of play they play. You know, they just, you know, love to play a fast game and really, you know, move the ball very well and stuff. And, you know, they do everything with pace,
yeah.
You know, and it's hard to defend that when you're very comfortable in those areas and stuff. And, you know, they got a good kicking game. They pride themselves with set piece. And that's something that we want to pride ourselves as well. You know, they take their opportunity when opportunity arises, right?
And, yeah.
You know, when they have the ball, it's just one step ahead, and their mistake is so minimal. Mistake. So it's tough to, you know, to put pressure on teams that are very comfortable with the ball in hand and stuff. So, but overall, you know, set piece, open game, young. Yeah. I think both teams in the top, they're very young. I think this last team that we play, there's like, I was told that there's like 4 or 5 19-year-olds. I'm like, you know, that's the future of the Argentina, the Pumas, you know, and you know, to play in that level. And I think the continuity they show, it's very, very special. So yeah,
that makes sense. Let's see where I'm at. Sorry, I lost my questions here. So we kind of jump back into what I was saying earlier. So I know you mentioned, you know, there are a lot of good things happening, and even you look back at the two matches that you've unfortunately come out on the wrong side of. But like you said, like the chances are there. Like you're getting into the end goal, and the ball's getting held up. Like you're running. You know, it's just these little tiny details. So it's it's not all bad. You've put together two straight wins. Obviously, what are some things that you know you've liked that you've seen from your team, you know, through this point of the season?
I think we're putting together a good. We're playing long periods of time now. We're not relying on just like 3-4 phases and then kick the ball away. Now we're allowing ourselves to play rugby and see what's in front of us and just play rugby and compete. And that's the biggest thing I want the guys to know, that they, like, you know, I don't want them to doubt themselves that they can compete in this level. And there's a lot of the leaders on this team that I trust, and with the young kid, the young guys coming up, you know, they look up to these leaders and stuff, and then they perform. When they perform, these young guys will perform, and the fight, and you know, every week there's a competition in the squad trying to make the 23, and that's what I like. It's the fight from each other to try to make that 23, and then, you know, if you don't get on that 23, there's another fight for the next week to get on that 23. So and then we'll just continue on building from there. I like the attitude, the energy all the time, and you know, and another thing that I wanted to bring up is, you know, like, I want to make sure that we connect in every way. And then I want to connect with these guys in a different level. Not just only these guys too, but their families and stuff. We want to get them involved and make sure that these guys understand that it's not just the game and stuff, but it's about family, and want to build that. That's the theme that I always carry, you know, coming from a Polynesian background. Family is important, and to bring that in this environment, and, you know, every team that thrives through anything, it's because they're like one, you know, as one and as a family, you know, on and off the field. And we want to make sure that we celebrate those, and in our family is always the main theme. So yeah,
that makes sense. And I think you can see it, and it's interesting to hear you say, you know, the competition, you know, during the week to make the roster, because that's stuff we don't get to see, right? We just get to see the 80 minutes that you put together on the weekends. And that's one thing I was going to mention is, you know, even, you know, you come up on the wrong end of a big loss, but they don't quit, right? They're battle until the end. You're scoring tries, and, you know, with 10 minutes left to play, when it's easy to, you know, take a break on, you know, this play here or there, but that's not been the case at all. So, I mean, that's got to make you feel good. And that's, I talked to Mo a couple of weeks ago, and he said a lot of the same thing. So message is getting home, and that's good to hear. And then I guess, like, you talked about it a little bit. I know, like, one of the things that you've said consistently over the last month is just discipline. I've talked to Diego Fortuny after a couple of the matches, and he said the same thing, right? Just, we want to clean things up. I guess, what are some areas that you think needs improvement just as you move forward throughout the season?
I think one big thing is because, like, all the referees are all, you know, from South America and stuff. And then sometimes feel like their interpretation is different from what we're trying to teach the guys and stuff, and then gets the guys frustrated for instinct. Bonponio, right? You know, talking to Sarah and the forwards coach, and And last year, Pomponio showed the same picture and got rewarded a lot last year. And then coming in this year, like, you know, he got like same picture and get penalized for everything. So I understand, you know, Pomponio is one of the best tight head prop in the competition.
Won the award last year.
and he prided himself in his job and his work, you know, his work ethic and stuff, and get to rewarded a lot last year, and then come into this year and get pinned and get see the frustration, right, and stuff. But, you know, credit, you know, to him to not over, you know, there are some moments that he got out of hand, but I felt like that kind of like, you know, we want to make sure that the message from the referee, it's the same message that they're getting. And, you know, it's frustrating, you know, like, to think like there's a lot of things happening that, you know, I don't want to bring up, but, I felt like that kind of frustrate our team and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, keeps like now we're trying to like, okay, our discipline, because I felt like this last weekend, our discipline was good.
It definitely was. It was
but
a lot
then
better.
We're worried about things now. Now we're not playing the game instead of us, like, just let's go out, because we're thinking like, oh, I'm going to get pinned. Mm-hmm. I'm getting my pin, you know, and stuff like that. But, you know, it's something that we'll work on it and stuff. Like, we know that the referee will not make a right call sometimes, but we just got to play our game.
Right.
Just keep playing and hopefully, like, things will end up our way because we're playing our game and stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You're familiar with a ton of players on this team, having mm-hmm. been around for a while. That had to be a big help in coming back in at the point that you did. So I guess just kind of wondering if anybody that, you know, you've been familiar with, you've been impressed by their growth and, you know, a lot of new players, obviously, like who's kind of caught your eye. And I know I've asked enough coaches this question and enough people involved with this question that it's a tough answer. It's like picking between your kids. But if there's just a couple of players that come to the top of your mind that, you know, you've been impressed with their work, because you get to see a lot that we don't, you know.
Yeah. There's a couple of players I'm really happy with. I'm very proud too, like, you know, as a, you know, one is Muti. Muti came in from LA Giltinis like a few years ago, and just to see this kid just, you know, the work rate and the rugby smart and being the student of the game he is and stuff, and really bring it and just to see him happy, you know, that kind of like, you know, like happy doing his work and stuff, and it's so rewarding just to see that and see him happy, you know, to come this far and being one of those leaders that everyone looks up to. The other one is Mo Vainicolo. You know, Mo, like, you know, came in very quiet, you know, he was a flanker, didn't get too much of a playing time because Mo was still learning the game, you know, but to see him now, he looks comfortable.
That's what
he looks like. So, you know, he's in, this is Mo right here, you know, and, you know, I see he's still a humble kid, but just to see him, progress through this game and understand his role and just go out and just outperform everyone on the weekend. And I think he's one of the people that, like, players that been performing every weekend.
Definitely.
And stuff. So I'm very happy to be coming back and to see that growth in him and so as well. So the both of them, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, and very respectful people and to see them grow in the game, yeah.
That's awesome, yeah. And I was going to say, like, the two players that you just highlighted, Muti and Mo, this year, especially when I watch the games, and I obviously don't – you forgot more about rugby than I'll ever know, Mose. But, like, you know – I know when I watch them, it's like you can just, like, count on them to do their job. Mm-hmm. And especially with Mo this year, always involved. Yeah. You know, whether it be ball in hand, making tackles, like, he's always there. Mm-hmm. And – I know that there's always work to be done on the rugby field, and those guys are always finding a way to do the work. They get involved, you know, as much as they can, and that's cool to see, because I know, like you said, Mo's a guy that played one game last year, and this year he's started every game, and you've moved him around, and he's done everything you've asked him to do, and It's cool to see those guys thrive. Mm-hmm. So two more questions, Mose, and then I'll let you go.
Yeah.
I appreciate your time, of course. I'm trying to figure out which one I want to ask first. I'll ask this one first. So obviously another tough task at hand. We've already touched on that a little bit. But what do you think it is that you guys need to do to get a win this weekend?
I think we just have confidence, right? Mm-hmm. Belief in what we're doing. I think, you know, the last game we were just watching the game instead of us just come out and just believe that we can play and stuff. I think if we believe in what we're doing, believe in each other's ability and stuff, we'll be okay.
Yeah.
I think we just got to go and compete.
Yeah.
You know, if we compete, then things will fall in place, right?
Definitely.
You know, the last 4 weeks of training, and it's been good. Mm-hmm. You know, the attitude, the energy, it's just that going in, we got to believe that we can, you know, like, you know, of course they're on top of the table.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, they're going to be good, but how we're going to win this game is what we can control. We got to control those controllable, right?
Definitely.
And stuff. And going into this weekend, if we take moments each time and just really focus on those moments and win those moments, will be a complete team.
So, for sure.
Line out scrums and stuff. We know they're going to come in and try to like move the ball around and stuff. We just got to make sure our defense is connected and things like that.
Right.
Make sure our line outs and our scrums are, we win, you know, those moments. If we don't win those moments and hopefully that it'll like even up, you know, I don't want them to push us around.
For sure.
We got to make sure that if they're in the strongest area, we just got to match them and don't get pushed around and stuff. So, but I feel like we had some good training, fix some stuff and fix our attitude and stuff. I think we'll give them a good go on this weekend.
That sounds good. I probably should have asked you the other question first because that was a good answer to end it on. But this last one, the league itself this year is just, it's shaping up to be a little different, right? Like by this point last year, I think round 9 is when the Raptors won their first match. So they weren't in contention to win anything. Cobras was the same way. Like the cream had kind of risen by that point. Mm-hmm. And I know Pampas and Doggos come into this week. Like the top two spots are pretty much secure. But, mm-hmm. you know, everyone else is very much in contention for a playoff spot. Like does that – this might be a dumb question, but like, does that matter to you guys? Like, that definitely has to be encouraging that like your goals are still in front of you, right? There's a little mm-hmm. extra motivation, not like you'd need any to compete a little harder because there is a lot to play for still, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's still a run for, you know, to me, like last weekend, we could have got like a couple points from scoring 4 tries, but missed opportunities. You know, those are opportunities that we can like, okay, like the game got away from us. How can we take this game, like get something out of this game, right? So getting 4 points, get at least maybe 1 or 2 points so that we can add up into our, because, you know, that's our goal, right?
Right.
That's my, I want to get into the playoff. And, you know, we target every game. We're not going to say, oh, we're targeting Penarol, targeting this game. No, we're targeting every game.
Yeah,
every point counts
right
to us and stuff in this comp right here. So that is the aim, and we want to make sure that we stay on course, and we're going to take the message this week is we're going to take one game at a time, and we're going to get points from these games no matter what points.
Exactly.
A W5 a losing point, I'm good
anything,
with it. Anything is helpful and stuff. And that's a go. We'll take every point that we can, and then hopefully that at the end we'll get the result that we want and the goal that we want as a team.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense because, mm-hmm. like, you're 2 points out of the fourth final playoff spot now. Anything's possible. And like you said, it's a good opportunity every week. So thanks so much, Mose. That's all the questions I have for you. I thought it was really good. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah.
Right. Hopefully everyone enjoyed that interview with American Raptors head coach Mose Timoteo. Appreciate him taking some time. Come chat with me on the day off, as always. Let's jump into the required reading portion of the show now. The piece we're going to talk about this week, changes and reaffirmation of the laws for the second round of Super Rugby Americas. So this was published by Super Rugby Americas last week on the website. Just an update to some of the rules for the second half of the season, most notably the red card rule that only sees the offending team play down a man for 20 minutes, something MLR has been doing this entire year. But Raptors really could have used that rule change a week earlier than it came, but that's just how it goes. So make sure you check that out. I'll link that in the article that houses this podcast as well as the description of this podcast. So if you're looking to read a little bit more about that before this game, this weekend's game, geez. We're struggling over my words here a little bit. It's easy, nice, and easy to find, so just scroll down, click that. That does it for required reading. Going to jump to stat of the week now. Stat of the week this week is 89. That's the amount of times that Pampas has been penalized heading into this weekend's match. That's the most in the league. Raptors are not far behind at 80, but you know that penalty and some change every week adds up over the course of the year, and it certainly has the opportunity to present the Raptors with a few more scoring chances this weekend, and hopefully they can take advantage of it. And I know that tries are incentivized. Obviously, you get bonus points for scoring tries, but I'd like to see the Raptors take a shot at goal a little bit more than they have been this weekend, because that old adage, you can't go broke making a profit, rattles around in my brain quite frequently. And, you know, coming away with something is definitely better than coming away empty-handed. And hindsight is 20/20, of course. But if you look back to that Selkirk match, and if the Raptors had kicked points at every junction, especially in the first half, they would have kept that match in striking distance. So they probably would have only been down single digits. And then, you know, you give yourself a chance in the second half and just really never felt like they were in that game. Because they were chasing, especially when you consider the circumstances, you're playing a man down. You know, for me personally, I just like to see him, you know, take a shot at goal a little bit more. But that's, you know, easy for me to say, and I'm sitting and enjoying the game, and I'm not, you know, in the middle of it and haven't been in the meetings or anything like that. But, you know, it's something that I'm going to watch for this weekend, and we'll see what comes of it. Let's go ahead and close the show with the loop. Follow along with everything we've got going on at DNVR Rugby on Twitter, @DNVR_rugby. Hopefully you come out to Infinity Park this weekend. Tickets, $10. Match starts at 3 p.m., gates at 2:30. If you're here, make sure you send me a little message. I'll come down, say hello. And that does it for the show. So hopefully you had a great week. Hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy all the rugby this weekend. Make sure to let me know if you're at Infinity Park.